Turn your Bible to the book of Luke. We're going to preach now. I have around 20 minutes, so we're going to... All right, let's stand, everyone. Everyone, looks like some people are already sleeping here. Didn't get afternoon nap or something here. So I'm going to make everyone stand. All right, book of Luke chapter 8. If you are still awake, say amen.
Amen.
If you are understanding my Nepali or English, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't understand my English, I'm going to speak in Nepali. Good luck with that. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 8, verse number 22. That's where we're going to read from. We're going to read few verses. All right. The Bible says, if you are there, say amen. All right. The Bible says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciple, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, what is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water, they obey him. The Bible says right here, you know the story of Jesus Christ. He always travels and travels from place to place, and he's always traveling. 33 of years of his ministry. 30 years of ministry is like not so much given, but 3 years of his ministry, last 3 years, is given a lot about what he did. And a lot of times he's traveling from place to place, and he's going from place to place, and he just preaches the gospel, provides the food, and he heals the sick. He does a lot of miracles, but he travels from time to time. He goes next place. And may I tell you, I want to preach a simple message on traveling with Jesus Christ. As you get saved, Christian, after you get saved, and I hope you get saved. You are already saved. If you are not saved, you're going to die and go to hell. No one can save you other than Jesus Christ. Jesus plus nothing, that's salvation. And your parents can save you. Your pastor cannot save you. No one coming to church, getting baptized, nothing can save you. The only thing that can save you is Jesus Christ. And that's the number one thing. I hope that is settled. But if you are saved, this is a message for saved people. What's next? It's time to travel with Jesus Christ then. Time to walk with him. Time to talk with him. Time to read your Bible. Time to pray. Time to do all kind of things. Because it's time to travel with him. And as I say, Jesus travels from place to place. Does all kind of things. Finally, he comes to Luke chapter 8, preacher. And if let me give the background, what's going on. Luke chapter 8. So every time, whenever Jesus is, there is thousands of people always following. And may I tell you, by the way, when you have truth, there is always people following. People wants to hear the truth. Not everyone, for right reason, but people wants to know truth. So there is Jesus always traveling, and there is thousands of people going from place to place to see his miracle, to hear the preaching, to do what he does. There is always people following up. Finally, there comes to Luke chapter 8, and the Bible says they are in the seashore on the top of the mountain. There is a lake. And he said, all right, everyone sit down. Preach the gospel. Always preach the gospel, by the way. If you have ministry and that is not preaching gospel, that ministry should not be in charge. Praise the Lord. So you can say amen, by the way. Because we are here to preach the gospel, right? And if that is not central, that should not be here, that ministry. And he preached the gospel, provides the food. By the way, that's how you know he was Baptist. Always food. Amen? Provides the food. Heals the miracle. Does all kind of miracles. And he says, hey, time to go. Time to travel. Let's go to other side. So as a Christian, when you are traveling with Jesus Christ, you're going to go through 5 things. 5 things every Christian have to go through. Number one, the call of the Savior. The call of the Savior. Number one, the call. Everyone have heard the call. Let's see verse 22. The Bible say, let us go over to the, onto the other side of the lake. Did you see that? That's a call. We had fun. We did all kind of things. Time to go. Let's go to other side. That's a call. Pastor, you are called to be pastor. I'm called to be a missionary. God has called every one of you. Maybe not to be a pastor. Maybe not to be a missionary. But maybe God has called you to sing in the choir. Maybe God has called you to play a piano. Maybe God has called you to go to bus ministry. Maybe God has called you to help with teenager. Maybe God has called you to sing a special song. Maybe God has called you to pray for your missionary. We need more of those, by the way. I don't know what God has called you to do, but everyone is called to do something. And may I tell you, by the way, he and I am no better than you guys. There is no first class, no second class in Christian life. We are all same. We are same people. Sinner, going to hell, but because of God's grace, we are all saved. There is no second class in serving God. We are same thing. Same thing. So everyone got a call. Everyone got a call. But when you heard the call, number one thing you need to do is you need to leave the crowd. Because not everyone is there for the right reason. You need to leave the crowd. You need to go. When Jesus said, hey, let's go. Don't look at your body, buddy. Because your body may not go with you, with Jesus. Sometimes your body is the one that will keep you there. So go. If pastor is preaching some message and God touched your heart, guess what you need to do? You need to come to altar and do right. Talk with God. But because your friend doesn't need to come with you. If God touched him, he will come. But you need to do the call. The call. Everyone is called. But not only the call. Number second thing. When you are traveling with Jesus Christ, first thing you hear the call. Second thing, the commitment of his servant. The commitment. Let's read verse 22 again. The last part, the Bible says they launch. What the Bible say, Christian? Look at verse 22. They launches forth. They launch it. That's a commitment. That's a commitment. There is thousands of people. God called, hey, let's go to other side. And there is only few are committed. They jump in the boat. The Bible says, jump in the boat. And may I tell you, and this is a hard truth. Now, you will not like me, but this is Bible. You want to fight me? You fight with God, all right? I'm leaving after a while. You may not like me, but I'll tell you the truth. The commitment. They launch forward. Thousands of people, but only few follow. And that's the same thing with our thoughts. That's the same exact thing. I have seen after seen. Hey, there is so many people in our churches, but you know only few are committed. If every one of us give our 100% to God, you know what we can do? We can reach so much lost soul. We can do so much things for missionary. We can do so much things for this your community. But not everyone is committed. You may commit 5%, 10%, 50%. But you are 100. It's very hard to give 100% to God, a lot of them. I mean, I'm not talking with only you. I'm talking about myself too. And that's the reality. When I marry my wife, you know what I say? I do. Till death do us part. And marriage is 100%, right? Everyone agrees with that? That's 100% both way. Not 50-50. It's 100%. If that's the case with me and my wife, when we got saved, we are fired up. Oh, God save me. I'm excited. I'm going to tell people. And we did. Now, what happened now? Where did your fire go? Because God gave 100% on his side. He came and died for you and me. So why are we not giving 100% to live for him at least? Forget about dying for him. To live for him. Can you live your best life for him? Do. If we can't do that, that will be sad. Giving a commitment. Hey, we need to have a commitment. By the way, the Bible says, this same passage is in Matthew, Mark, Luke. All together. The gospel, when you put together, man, it brights your light. I want you to go and read these things. But they say, the Bible says, they launch forward. There is no detail given on this passage. None of those passages. Not in Matthew, not in Mark, not in John. Nothing is given, is detail given in this passage. They launch forward. How long the ride? What gonna happen in the ride? Who gonna ride with us? Is there first class seat in the ride? Is there food in the ride? We are Baptists, right? What gonna happen after the ride? Is the ride safe? Nothing detail is given. By the way, that's a Christian life. When God calls you sometimes and you are committed, God doesn't show you everything. God doesn't show you everything. You just go by faith. You just go by faith. So you see, when traveling with Jesus Christ, number one, you see the call. Number two, you see the commitment. Number three, this is the hard part, all right? The crisis, I have to go a little bit faster. The crisis, the difficulties in sea, at sea. Is that right, English? At sea? Yeah, the crisis at sea. That's the hard part. The crisis, the Bible says in verse 23, let's read verse 23. Look at your Bible, verse 23. But as they sail, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Do you see that? That's a crisis. That's a difficulty. You may say, Brother Beam, okay, I heard the call. I am committed. I'm on the boat. I'm ready to go. But tell me, why is there lightning? Why is there thundering? Why is there storm? Why is there I have a fatherhood problem? Why is there I have a family problem? Why am I having friend problem? Why am I having financial problem? Problem after problem. Why is this all thing coming to me? Because when you are traveling with Jesus Christ, crisis is part of it. You have to go through crisis. You have to go through crisis. Hey, things going to come. Devil going to bring all kind of things in your life. Just like he did to Joseph's life. Just like he did to David's life. Just like he did to Abraham's life. Just like he did to Moses' life. Just like he did to Job's life. Even Jesus himself, his own life. Crisis is part of it. You can't escape it. Christ is going to come, folks. Christ is gonna, I can say so much things about this thing, but I don't have time. Crisis is part of it. You have to go through. But the number four things, when you are traveling with Jesus Christ, you see the call, you see the commitment, you see the crisis. But the number four, the good thing is the comfort during the storm. The comforter, he's always there. Verse 24 says, and it says, the Bible says here, and they came to him and woke him saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of water and the seas. And there was calm. Did you see the comforter? It's always there. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but the joy cometh in the morning. Hey, joy always comes. Joy always comes. Hey, there is a Friday. Jesus was dying. It was dark. It was hopeless. Things was going crazy. But remember that Sunday came. That Sunday came. That Sunday came. We just celebrated that Easter Sunday, didn't we? He rose! And the morning came. Crisis doesn't last. The comforter is always there. By the way, the main lot of time, the comforter is always there. The problem is us. We don't run to our comforter. We run to all kind of things. Hey, pastor, this is going on. Hey, my mom, dad, this is going on. Hey, my friend, this is going on. And finally, nothing happens. And you know what we do? We go to Jesus. Oh, Jesus is still there. Let me talk with him. I'm all for pastor, family, all kind of things. Let's start with Jesus. Let's start with Jesus. After Jesus, you can share with everyone. But let's start with Jesus. He's always there. See, remember the disciples there, Master, Master, we perish. Finally, after all things going on, they finally ran to Jesus. Jesus was always there. He never moved. He was our comforter. He's always there. He doesn't change. He's same yesterday, today, forever. Unchanging God. Hey, you and me, now I'm up here and next thing is I'm mad because I'm Baptist, right? That's us. We change all the time. This is the point I'm making. But God doesn't change. That's not who he is. He's the same God. We same sort, same God. So the disciple finally ran to Jesus, preacher. And when they ran to Jesus, they have to remember three things. They forgot the three things. Number one, he's present. Young man, he was always next to you. He never moved. They forgot he's present. He was always there. And a lot of times we forget Jesus is there. He's never, he's always there, brother. Second thing they forgot is his promise. What's the Bible? Verse number 22 says, let us go to other side of the lake. That's his promise. And when he said we're going to go to other side of the lake, brother, you're not going to drown on the middle of the lake. Because he already promised we're going to go to other side of the lake. And a lot of times, God has promised so many things. He said, I'm going to send my son to die for you. Guess what? He did. He said, I'm going to raise him from the third day. He did. He rose on the third day. He said, okay, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you. Guess what? He did. He's in heaven. And guess what he's going to say? I'm going to come and take you to heaven again. Second coming of Christ. Guess what he's going to do? He will do it. But when we are doing that thing, we better do what God has commanded us to do. Go into the whole and preach the gospel. So they forget his presence. They forget his promise. Third thing they forget is his power. People, that's not the first time they have walked with Jesus Christ. They travel with him. They are everywhere with Jesus Christ. He have done so many miracles after miracles. Making blind to see. Healing the sick. Raising the dead. Walking in the water. You're talking about all kind of power. And they have this storm coming to their life and they are freaking out. Like, oh man, this is going to be like, did Jesus did anything in your life before? Brother, sister, God saved all of us from hell, right? That's his power. Now things can come to our life and we doubt God. That's a remember. His power. You may be going through a hard time with your family and friends, financial problem, and God did that to you. Now you are going again with same thing and you are doubting God. Remember His power. Hey, when you are traveling with Jesus Christ, you see the call, commitment, crisis, comforter. But when you go through all these four things, the fifth thing is my message and I'm done. All right? That's a promise. A lot of preachers lie, but I don't lie. That's my last point. All right? By the way, we should not lie from this holy word. No. That's my last point. The coming reward. The coming reward. And that's what we all been waiting for. Salvation was free. Salvation is free. It was not cheap. It cost our Jesus Christ. He died for you and me. It didn't cost us anything, but He cost our Lord. He died. He took your place and my place. But reward is not free. Reward is not free. What are you going to do to get that crown? Bible talks about all different kind of crown. If you read, all kind of crown. What are you going to cast to Jesus when you go to heaven? Or you will be the one who will be like, oh, street of gold, great. And Jesus sees you, well, you came, good job, you came to heaven. That's it? That's it? Well, I have so much thing for you, Beam, but you know, you didn't did what I told you to do. You're going to walk to heaven. That's it. No, well done and faithful servant. Nothing. That's it. You just came by yourself. You could have so much done, so much thing, the reward, after reward, but you didn't run your race. You ran someone's race, not your race. Hey, we all have our own race. Our race. Run your race. Don't worry about the next person. It's not a competition about me and pastor. We are in same team. If he is not against God, he's for us. He's for God. So it's not about competition, running your race. What's your race? Sometimes we compare ourselves with each other. We don't have to. We just run. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept my faith. Just do yourself. But from verse 26 to 56, I don't have time to do. All right? I don't have time to do. I have 10 minutes and I'm done. All right? Plus, pastor gave me grace on that. All right? He said, yeah, that's good to go. All right? But I'll be done. 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. But from verse 26 to 56, folks, I don't have time to read. But when you go to home, read. Because there was thousands of people who chose. They was there when there was good time. There was food. There was all kind of thing. When the church was going good, they were there. They were having fun. And God says, let's go to other side. They don't want to do it. They want to sit right here. I'm good. I don't want to travel. It's too dangerous. I don't want to go. It's look too difficult. I want to sit here and look. I want to watch. They don't want to do it. They sit here. Only few travel. They jump in the boat. And may I tell you, in our churches, there is people who sit on the seashore just watching few people who does all kind of things on your church and all kind of things. They want to watch. And these people who are serving God, they're going to go through hard time, all kind of problem in their life, and they're going to say, oh, I'm glad I'm not going through this. I'm glad I'm right here. I want to sit. But may I tell you, you have no idea what God is doing on their life. Because you are seeing only one side of the story. The story have two sides. Two sides. Always the story have two sides. I don't believe one side of the story. It's hard to believe one side of the story, by the way. You don't know the other side? Let's not talk about it. That's better. Two sides of the story. They are making fun. Jesus said, let's go to other side. From verse 26 to 56, the choice of following him, because they choose to follow him. They got reward after reward. They choose to follow him. They went right there. Yes, the storm was there. The difficult was there. The crisis was there. All kind of problem was there. But Jesus, they finally runs to Jesus. Master, Master, wake up. We're going to die. Master wakes up, sees all kind of difficulties, all kind of crisis, brother. All kind of things was going on. Lightning, thundering, all kind of storm. Jesus wakes up and sees that and he says, stop. The storm was a storm. By the way, he's a storm chaser. He can't control anything. He created heaven and hell. Hey, he created everything. You and me. He kept you and me. And He is our God. And He says, the power over the deep right here. Because He controlled the storm on the river. Didn't stop right there, brother. They go to other side of the lake. After that, they crossed that lake, by the way. He promised and they did it. They go to other side of the lake. And He is made with the demon-possessed guy. He's running. He's naked. He's a chain. He had a chain that cannot be broken. He's a psychopath for his society. He runs. He never experienced Jesus Christ. No one likes him. Finally, Jesus comes to his life and casts that demon out of his life. Cast that demon out of his life. You see the power over the demon. Power over the deep. Because they choose to follow Jesus Christ. Finally, they met with the Jairus name. You know the story of Jairus. He have a daughter. His daughter is almost dead, the Bible says. And Jairus comes to Jesus. Jesus, come to my house. My daughter is dying. Come to my house. I need you to heal my daughter. Because only you can heal my daughter. Jesus said, all right, Jairus, we'll go to your house. We'll heal your daughter. On the way to Jairus' house, there is a woman, issue of blood for 12 years. I'm talking about woman having an issue of blood for 12 years. She tried all kind of doctor, didn't help her. She tried all kind of medicine, nothing helped her. She tried all kind of things in her life, nothing helped her. Hey, just like you and I, we try all kind of things in our life, nothing helped. But Jesus did. Jesus comes to her life and she tossed the hem of his garment and her disease was cured. Hey, because they choose to follow Jesus Christ, they choose to travel with Jesus Christ. They see the power over the deep, power over the demon, power over the diseases. They finally go to Jairus' house and the daughter is dead. Daughter is dead. And you may say it's not worth following Jesus Christ. Do you know what my Jesus did? He went to his house, Jairus' house, and rose that daughter from the dead. Rose that daughter from the dead. And you see the power over the death. Hey, that's our God. You see the power over the deep, power over the demon, power over the diseases. Power over the dead. Because they choose to follow him. And there is a lot of people who miss it, that all thing. Because they see it in the seesaw. They see it in the seesaw. They see the things from here. The storm. But they didn't see what happened. What he did in the storm. A lot of us. We see Jesus from this side. A lot of us. And I have seen Jesus from this side. But I have seen Jesus from right here at the front seat. Oh, hey man, do you see what God doing? Look at this, man. Front seat. Lot of times in our Christian life, God gives you to sit on the front so he can show you what he can do in your life. But instead of you thanking him, you complain to him. God, what is going on in my life? Why is this happening to me? He gave you front seat so he can show what he can do to your life. What he can do to your life. Folks, I hate to say it, but we want to see miracle after miracles in our life. We want to see God power in our life. But we don't want to travel with him. And there is no miracle without crisis. Without crisis. You have to go through crisis to see God's power. If everything is perfect in your life, why you need God? Everything is too good for you. You don't even see a lot of time God. By faith, they travel with him. Because of their faith, they see all this reward. May I tell you? Think for your life. Don't miss it just sitting on the seesaw. Because he has so much things for you. I'm a missionary. God called me. I am committed. We are committed. We are going to Nepal. And we know we're going to go through crisis. That's a part of life. We're going to go through because Nepal is not like America. We don't have freedom. We're going to go through difficulties, crisis, hard time. But I know who. I know my comforter. He's always there for me. Because I am in his central will. And there is no better than that place. And I can't wait to see that reward. But here's the thing for you. You see those missionaries? You have faith promise card. You give to faith promise. God gives you a number, right? You will, when you pray about it, God gives you a number. That's a call. And you are committed. You will write it down. You will say, all right, Lord, I will give you this much. I'm committed. I'm going to give this much to you. You are giving to God. By the way, you are not giving to me or your pastor. You are giving to God. That's between you and God. But when you write those things, then the crisis comes. Your car breaks down. Your house burned down. Are you going to go through all kind of things? And that happens, folks. I have seen it all the time. And the crisis difficult comes. But remember that time. Who gave you that number? God gave. He giveth, he taketh away. He's the one. He's always in control. He knows everything. And because of you giving that thing, one day the reward is in heaven. Reward in heaven, everything. Church, what you're doing is great, but you something better to do it. And for God, don't settle. Don't say, this is it. Let's just stay right here. No. What can you do for the Lord? Is there vision? Is there goal for next year? This year? When your pastor comes with something, just jump in. Because you want that reward. Jump in.